This is Bess Corellitz and Luella Mates interviewing Stanley Cohn for National Council of Jewish Women, March the 8th, 2000. Good morning, Stanley.
Good morning.
We'd like to know something about you. You know, this is a project of National Council of Jewish Women. What is your birth date?
April 13th, 1935.
And can you tell us something about your family? Did they come from Europe? Did your parents come from Europe? Did your grandparents, or were your parents American-born? Were your grandparents from Europe? Tell us about your family before we get started with you particularly.
My grandparents, two sets of grandparents, my mother's parents, by the name of Schrager, came from Poland. And they settled in Duquesne, PA. And most all of the Schragers from Pittsburgh are related. I mean, I think they're all related. Anybody with the name Schrager would be some kind of a relative of mine. And they came to Duquesne.
And
my mother had four brothers and one sister. At an early age, my mother was, 18, her family moved to California.
California, PA, or California?
Yeah, they moved to California and settled in California. So the whole family, except actually my mother and her half-brother, Ben Schrager, stayed in Pittsburgh, and the rest of them moved on to California. On my father's side, they came from Russia, and my grandfather, Samuel Cohen, passed away in the 1913 flu epidemic, and my father at that time, my father who was born in 1909, was 4 years old, 1917 flu epidemic,
right.
So my father would have been 9 years old. And
your father's name was?
My father's name is Art Cohen.
And did you give your mother's name, first name?
Faye Schrager. Faye Schrager Cohen.
Okay.
And my father was the oldest boy. He had an older sister. There were three boys total and one girl. Oscar was the youngest. Bill was next. Isidore. And Bartha was the sister. And at that time, because of the fact that there was no welfare or anything, they were put into the Jewish home for babies. Even though they weren't an orphan, my grandmother couldn't afford to keep them, and she would scrub floors and visit them every day. Or not every day, but at least a couple of times a week, and make chicken soup and whatever. And they stayed there until they were out of high school. And my father was kind of the father of the family because he was the oldest, and he started a business when he was out of school. He went to business school and started a business and took them all into the business. All of them were in the Art Cohen Company. So that was the early years of my father. They were very, very poor. As I say, so poor they were in an orphanage, and at that time that was what happened to people. So that was the early years of my parents. My mother was from Duquesne. They settled in Duquesne. My father was here in Pittsburgh.
And when you were born in 35,
right.
When were your parents married?
They were married in 1929.
During the Depression.
They were married in 1920. They were born in 1930.
And your father, was this the kind of a business that you have today, the same type of business that East went into?
Well, not exactly.
Yes.
Not exactly. It was a fixture business because my mother worked for, as a secretary, for a company named McKenna Brass. And they made these brass fixtures, like hat racks and clothing racks and things that sat on counters. And they were going out of the business. So when they were going together and just getting married, they were closing these ads. So my father, who just got out of business school, was a sales type, and he decided that he would go around and sell these fixtures to different stores, which he did, because they were closing them out, and they had quite a few. And so he liked the business, and then he worked for someone that was in the wrought iron business and made wrought iron fixtures and props, named Harry Cohen, up on Fifth Avenue. And he worked for him for a while, and then decided he would go into business for himself. And he started. This company has always been on Penn Avenue, within a two block radius, and. He started across the street from where it was where the bank is down the street, but now the Opera has their headquarters there. And he started right across the street from that, and he was flooded. He started in 1932, and he was flooded in 1933. He started in 1933. In 1936, there were mannequins, which, you know, he was in the fixture business, mannequins floating down Penn Avenue, and he got kind of wiped out being on the first floor. And Julius Halperin, you remember Julius Halperin at that time, who owned the building next door, 810, was a friend of his and gave him a loft on the third floor of his building, and then our company stayed there until 1984, and then we bought this building, which was the Federal Rice Building. This building is at 949 Penn Avenue. The building has 85,000 square feet of it, 8 floors. So that's the history of basically up to date.
Well, let's go back again now. Let's go back to your early childhood.
Yes.
Where did you grow up? What community? What area?
I've always lived more or less in the Squirrel Hill, Shadyside area. I've always lived in that area, and I was born. My parents lived on Murray Avenue in the Ruth Gardens, which is still there, and I was born there. I mean, that was where I was conceived, and then they moved to Beechwood Boulevard, 2540 Beechwood Boulevard, which was between Nicholson, right past Nicholson, and then we bought a house on Darlington Road. We rented a house on Darlington Road, and between Mulhattan and Beacon. And then we moved back to Beechwood. My father bought a home in Beechwood on the 2700 block of Beechwood, and lived there until he passed away in 1958. My father my birthday is April 13th, his birthday is April 15th. He died on my birthday, April 13th, 1958, and he was buried on his birthday. So he was 48 years old when he died, going to be 49, so he was very young. And at that time, we lived on Beechwood Boulevard.
And what about any siblings?
I have a brother, Paul, who's just 6 years younger than I am.
And that's just the two of you?
Just the two of us, yes.
Mm-hmm. And where did you go to school when you were young?
Well, I started out at Davis School, where the Heritage House is now. And then when we moved, I went to Colfax, then Colfax, like everybody else, to Alderdice, graduated from Taylor Alderdice in 19, went ahead. I was graduated in 53, but I went ahead and graduated in 1952.
And did you have any education after that at all?
Yes, I went to the University of Miami. I went 4 years in Florida, and from 52 to 56, and I spent 4 years there. I graduated with a business degree, Bachelor of Business Administration, at the university.
But what about any your religious education?
Basically, we belonged to Beth Shalom. I was bar mitzvah from the Beth Shalom. And from there, my father decided he might have rejoined the Rite of Shalom. So many of his friends belonged there. And when he died, we were members of the Rite of Shalom. Actually, we were members of the Beth Shalom and the Rite of Shalom. He stayed at both, which is unusual. And my mother, in turn, after he passed away, stayed at the Beth Shalom and maintained her membership at the Beth Shalom. I personally started out at the Rite of Shalom and then moved on to the Tree of Life, where I'm a member now.
Was there any family Jewish celebrations that families got together in your family? Passover, Rosh Hashanah,
Because I had the three uncles and a sister here and an aunt, we would always get together on the holidays on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Hanukkah, and although I wouldn't consider that we were religious at all, we would certainly celebrate the holidays and look forward to them.
Okay, and you still maintain your membership now in
Tree of Life.
Yeah. Okay, do you remember any of your, the people that you went to school with? Any of your, do you have any relationship with any people that you went to school, either Hebrew school or Sunday school or secular school, that you maintained a friendship with, close friendship with?
Well,
or people that you had back there that played something important in your life?
Well, I have a lot of friends that I still maintain from high school, especially, that I'm still friendly with now, and that's Renee Berger, who is, I call her my sister, Alyssa Wolf, Norman, I met in college and introduced them, and I made the shidduch between them. Joel Aronson, Joel Aronson, I'm friendly with him, Don Malasky, Dick Nuremberg. I have many friends from high school, early high school days that I am still very close with. I'd say 10 or 12. Pittsburgh is unique in that position that so many people live within walking distance of Alderdice, which I do. I still live within walking distance of Alderdice, and I think they did a statistic once on that, and I'm not sure exactly what it is, but there's a great number of people that went to Alderdice and still live within walking distance or very close by.
And so you've maintained most of your life in Squirrelville. Do you have an affinity for Squirrelville? I mean, how do you feel about living in that kind of community?
I have an affinity for Squirrelville. I feel comfortable in Squirrelville. I lived in Shadyside for a time, which was just on the borderline of Squirrelville. So it was like an extension of Squirrelville.
And when you were in your youth, did you belong to any kind of youth activities, any kind of youth organizations, do you remember? Any activities?
Youth meaning?
Well, B'nai B'rith Youth or any of those kind of things, or even you were before the JCC, the Y, and
right.
Did you do anything at the Y, for instance, any kind of youth activities, sports or anything such as that?
I did a lot of activities. Religious-wise, I wasn't active. I didn't really become active religiously or within the Jewish community until later years. I was active in organizations in high school, college, and all that. But very surprisingly, I became much more Jewish as I aged.
That's not surprising.
Well,
it's many people.
My religious background was, although I was bar mitzvah with my father, we went to synagogue. It was very, very, very reformed. It was very reformed, and so I never felt the closeness of religion until later, which is, I guess, not unusual.
Were there any teachers or any professors or anything who influenced you at any time in your life?
I would have to say nothing. I mean, I remember some of them, but I wouldn't say anybody stood out as giving me guidance in that department.
I understand. You were married at one
yes.
time.
Yes. I was married to Running Ruth Odell. Also lived in Squirrel Hill. And
what year were you married?
I was married in 1961. And I was married until Mm-hmm. So I've been single. I've been divorced for 22 years.
Where did you meet your wife at that time?
I was out of college, and I was fixed up on a blind date, and she was still in her senior year of college. She went to Miami U of Ohio, and I met her there, and I was fixed up, and we dated for a couple of years, and we were married.
And where did you live when you were married?
We lived at on Shady Avenue, the Shady Court. Right off the Beacon, right down from
the apartment building.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And you have a child, I believe.
We had a child. We adopted a child.
Oh, I see.
We adopted him in 1969.
Mm-hmm. And how old is he now?
We adopted him in 1969. He'll be 32.
Oh, he's already here.
Yeah. Adopted him in 1969. So we have one child.
Mm-hmm. And what is his name?
Andrew,
and his. Do you remember his birth date?
Yeah, it's April. It's April 4th.
Was he an infant when you adopted him?
Yeah, he was. He was right out of the hospital.
I see. He doesn't live with you now.
No, he lives in Virginia Beach. He's a videographer.
Oh, okay. He takes all kinds of pictures.
Right.
I guess it was automatic that you just went into your father's business. Was there any reason?
No, it really wasn't automatic. Well, I had when I went to the University of Miami, I had planned on living in Florida. And I was in the reserves, in the Army Reserves, so I had to serve for 6 months. So I had been offered a job at Cypress Gardens in Florida, in publicity and promotion, which is what I wanted to do. But I came home to serve my 6 months. I came home and I served my 6 months in 1957 and was stationed in Fort Eustis, Virginia. And then I was going to come home, clean up my affairs, and back down to Florida. But in the meantime, for a while I worked in the business just to, to supplement till I left. And my father got sick. 1958 and passed away, and it was a question. My mother was dependent on the business. My brother was still in college, and so it was a question.
What is the age of when you and your
6
brother?
6 years.
6 years, I
think. And so I just decided that I would, that it was my responsibility to stay on. And so I stayed on the business instead of going back to Florida. So I really had meant to be in this business. But I stayed.
When you said something about you were in the Army Reserve.
Right.
How much did you serve?
6 months. My obligation. Well, it was 6 years, but it was 6 months active duty and five and a half years in the reserves.
Oh, I see. And you were. Where were you in active duty?
I was basic training in Fort Knox. And the station at Fort Eustis. I was in the Army. The truck corps. It was the division.
What years was that?
Transportation, actually.
Yeah.
Was
yeah.
It was 1950. It was. I started my reserve in 1956 until, in 57 I went in. The end of 56 I got in, in 57 I had to go in. Then I was recalled during the Berlin crisis in 1961, right after I got married.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you go at service?
Yes. I tried to not go, but I went. I went to the head of the back.
And where were you stationed?
I was stationed at Fort Eustis, mm-hmm. Virginia, which is not far from Williamsburg.
Yeah.
And I had to serve 8 months at that time. That was the Berlin crisis.
And after you finished your service and you reserved, you were out then. You didn't have to.
Well, I was kind of out because I was in charge of recruiting. And so I really never went to meetings. I would just go and recruit different places. So it wasn't exactly like being in. Mm-hmm. I would go to colleges and speak on going to the Army. And then when I was in the Army, when I got in, it was suddenly. And so they had a lack of uniform. So I had no uniform when I went down. And so I was put in the service club as the display director. Because I had my background. I was in charge of display and promotions and things like that. I mean, it was like a job. And I would go in a civilian uniform and work at the service club. And I was in charge of planning parties. It was my job while I was in there.
Wasn't too difficult.
No, it wasn't too difficult. Actually, it was very good because what happened is that I was in charge of purchasing displays, and I used to purchase from the company, and they knew it was. And then, being in Virginia, I was able to establish some business contacts, and we did business in Virginia. So it really wasn't a bad situation. It ended up to be a very good situation for my company because of what I was able to do.
It sounds like it was interesting.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Not much pressure.
And I would plan the dances and the parties, and it was a good experience.
And when you came back to the city, you went back into Pittsburgh, you went back into your father's business.
Well, my father had passed away, and so I came back, and my mother was depending on the business, and I decided I would stay. I thought it was the right thing to do, and I liked the business. It was similar to what I was... it was promotion. It was similar to what I wanted to be doing. Similar, but not exactly. So I decided to stay and see what happened, and here I am.
Was your mother in the business, too? Did she work in
My mother worked. She worked practically up until she died. My mother, didn't do much, but she came in and she would do some of the books and paperwork and so on. Yeah, she worked in the business.
And your brother, is he in the business, too?
My brother is in the business. He and I have been in business since the beginning. My uncle was in the business when I first came in. The two uncles left. They decided, and the family kind of broke up a little bit when my father, not broke up, but they weren't speaking, but my father held everybody together, and then they couldn't.
Which uncle stayed with you?
William. Bill Cohen. Mm-hmm. He stayed, and we were partners in the business. He stayed until he retired. Mm-hmm. And then my brother came in a little bit later after he got out of college.
What kind of activities have you done, have you been interested in since you came back and you settled down into Pittsburgh and you're outside of your business?
Since I came back, activities?
Activities. I know you were belonging to the country club and you were active in that.
Well, my father had been one of the founders of Green Oaks Country Club, and so I was active, but I was more active in the social end of it. I was always very social. And would you be interested in my college activities?
Yeah.
I was pretty active in
college. Oh, yes. I want to know all about your college activities.
Do you want to go there first?
Yes, let's go there first.
When I was in college, that's when I really started to be interested in organization. And I was always active. I was in a college, in a high school fraternity called Delta Lamb, and I was active. I wasn't an officer, but I was always social. I was always very social. And I had a knack for that, so it was natural for me to become active in organization. But in college, I started out as pledge chairman, and then I became president of Topsilon Phi, the temp. Topsilon Phi was president of Topsilon Phi. I was president of Alpha Delta Sigma, which was the advertising fraternity, honorary advertising fraternity. I was asked to be president of the university, of the student body, but I really was not interested. It was more than I thought I wanted to handle at that time. But I became the campaign manager to elect someone. I was elected several things on campus. I was there was a popularity contest on campus. It's called the Ugly Man Contest, which is really kind of the reverse, I guess. And I was elected Ugly Man on campus. And I was pretty active in campus activities when I was at the University of Miami. And that's what really allowed me to offer several good job offers. That's what allowed me to stay in Florida. So, I mean, that's really what I did when I was in college. I had a couple of businesses. One was I bought out the seashell company that was going bankrupt, and I sold seashells by the seashore. I would sell seashell jewelry, and I would get these conch shells, kind of stick up to your ear, for NASA, and I would paint them two different. They were horrible looking, but they sold. They paint them one color on the outside, one color on the inside, and put souvenir of Miami, souvenir of Fort Lauderdale, souvenir, and sell them to stores. And I would go up and down, not all the way up to Jacksonville, but up and down the coast, and sell these seashells. And then I would also go and
would you go out and just pick the seashells up?
No, I bought these seashells, and then I could buy seashells. What I did pick up at that time, driftwood was very big. So I would take driftwood and make different things out of driftwood. I would go down to the Keys and schlep driftwood out of the Keys. And I had to stop because a friend of mine went down there with me, and he got caught in quicksand one day. So I figured that I'd better get out of that business. So that was my business aspect. Then I started a business selling monkeys. I would get monkeys that came in from the Amazon, and I sold monkeys for a while, live monkeys. I was also active, as this occurred to me, I was in college, I was active on the pep club, which was the football team, was the promotion part. And I would, I recall coming to Pittsburgh one time, and they were playing Pittsburgh Pitt, because it was a rivalry, because many of the people from the University of Miami had started with Pitt. Pitt really started the University of Miami. A lot of the people that were at Pitt went down and started the University of Miami, so there was a lot of Pittsburghers, a lot of Pitt. And so that was our rivalry, and I came up and set up palm trees on the field, and we did a whole number. And I would go out and help promote the team. So that was one thing that I did that was very active. And one time I had these monkeys I was selling. For the gay one time when we came up here, I was going to try to get a panther, a live panther. You have to understand that I have no bounds of anything I do. In other words, I just do it where my imagination leads me, generally, and which has been a success. But on the same token, it becomes difficult. So I couldn't find a panther because it was just a panther just wasn't available. So I brought a baby leopard onto the field, which was another problem because it was supposed to be tame. I was bringing it in from the Amazon, came wild, and so it was a problem. But panther was a good idea, just to learn that too.
Sounds like you were sort of entrepreneur.
Very. I've always been entrepreneurial. I've always let my imagination figure out what I could do, and then, in other words, think about it and then do it. And that's really been pretty much my life, is that no matter what I've done, wherever my imagination took me, I went. That's why I think I've been successful in lot of organization work, because I really had never known any bounds.
Well, then let's talk a little bit about your organizational work. What have you done around? I mean, I know a little bit, but I think it's time you tell us.
Well,
prior to, I'm not talking about the recent Cuban, I'm talking about...
Right, I understand. Well, where I really became active, I'm past president of Greenhouse Country Club. I am past president of the Jewish National Fund, of which I'm a life member of the board, and I've been active there. I've led missions for JNF, including a mission to Russia to visit refuseniks. When, you know, in that I led a special mission, plus, you know, two missions to Israel. I am a board member of the, and most anything I'm on, I'm active. You know, I don't, I'm not a joiner to have my name. I was on the longest time member of the board of Green Oaks, like 18 years. No one has ever been on for 18 years. And as I say, past president. I'm on the board of Israel Bond. I'm a past president